Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 7 to 9, walking daily with integrity and obedience to God. We read in 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 4 and 5 like this. The words of God as he spoke to King Solomon. Now, if you walk before me as your father David walked in integrity of heart, and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever. As I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. King Solomon had done everything in the utmost splendor and grandeur that his father David had asked him to do in constructing the temple. After Solomon finished building the temple, God had a special message for Solomon that we read in 1 Kings chapter 6 verses 12 and 13 like this. The words of God to Solomon. Concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, execute my judgments, keep all my commandments and walk in them, then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. God was telling Solomon specifically that he had pleased God through his work. Now he had to please God through his lifestyle as well. He had to walk in God's statutes, execute God's judgments, keep God's commandments, and walk in God's commandments as well. Then God will fulfill his word in Solomon's life. After Solomon dedicated the temple to God, blessed the people, offered sacrifices to God as required, and gave a grand feast to the people for 7 days, he sent the people away to their homes after the celebrations. God then appeared to Solomon a second time and reiterated all that God had spoken to him earlier. In spite of David's serious shortcomings, he was held up by God as a godly example and moral standard for Solomon to follow. Even though the words had changed, the message was still the same. Solomon had to walk before God in integrity of heart and uprightness, as he would do everything that God had commanded him and keep God's statutes and judgments. Then and then only God will fulfill all the commandments in Solomon's life. Through the ages, God's requirements have not changed. Even today, we are required to walk daily with integrity and obedience to God. God's covenant with David and Solomon were conditional upon them walking in integrity and uprightness before God. In the similar manner, God promises to bless us, but we have to live and walk daily, obeying His word and in His footsteps. Can we follow Jesus in His footsteps that He has laid before us? As we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verses 15 and 16 like this. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eye from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure.